Thus, Nazi ideology demanded that millions of Slavs and Jews be liquidated as communism was eradicated, a potentially diverting and resource-sapping enterprise, in light of the enormity of the military aims. Hitler demanded much of Operation Barbarossa, and its success was vital for the future of the Third Reich. The conquest of the Soviet Union was a massive objective. Without it, however, the Führer's plans for the domination and mastery of Europe would be thrown into serious doubt. Hitler's confidence. Although well aware that Operation Barbarossa posed many potentially difficult obstacles for Germany's armed forces to overcome, Hitler was supremely confident in their ability to achieve any objectives that were set before them. He believed his troops, well organized and with high morale after their recent successes, to be the best in the world, with fighting methods and equipment that were capable of dispatching enemies with alacrity. The victories over France and the Low Countries, in May and June 1940, which took just 6 weeks to complete, boosted Hitler's already burgeoning confidence in his army and air force, and their ability to achieve their objectives with finesse. Such success was also seen as a vindication of German operational fighting methods, commonly referred to as Blitzkrieg, lightning war. Blitzkrieg sought to destroy an enemy by means of tactical encirclement, by rapidly moving panzer divisions and destruction by following infantry, arriving on foot in a Kesselschlacht, cauldron battle. Air assets closely supported the armored forces and the infantry by providing close air support, battlefield air interdiction, the insertion of airborne troops, and transportation. Tactical victories won in the field would then be built upon to achieve operational and then strategic victory in a single campaign, the Vernichtungsschlacht, Battle of Annihilation. The German aim was to defeat the enemy rapidly and decisively, but how long it took to achieve the Vernichtungsschlacht depended on many variables, including the nature of the terrain and the defending enemy, and the distance to specific objectives. The Soviet Union's Red Army was certainly larger than the Allied armies of 1940 were, but Hitler was not particularly concerned about that. He looked at its quality as well as its quantity, and drew confidence from what he had learned about the opposition. Soviet weaknesses. The Soviet armed forces in 1941 were but a shadow of their former selves. In the early and mid-1930s, the Red Army was a highly capable force that could boast some of the greatest military theorists of the 20th century. Nevertheless, its strength was also its weakness, and a paranoid Joseph Stalin, fearful of any institution or individual that could even remotely be perceived as a threat to his power, moved to cut the heart out of the officer corps. By so doing, he severely limited the capabilities of the military. The purges, which were at their height during 1937-38, continued until the eve of